All his meetings he's had with different groups of people has shown that, you know, yeah, he has taken, it's been through much prayer and reflection that he has decided to make this decision. Now, we have to understand that Pope Benedict is not the successor of Pope John Paul. Unlike, you know, other leaders, but Pope Benedict is the successor of Peter. Today in the church, we celebrate the feast of the chair of St. Peter, showing our unity with the successor of Peter. So right now, today, it's Pope Benedict, right? So, because it was Jesus Christ who chose Peter to be the leader of all the apostles and the leader of the church. So Pope Benedict fulfills that responsibility.